For all those who are joining from across the country, we thank you for your support as well to this ministry over the years. Well, let's take a moment even now just to bow for a word of prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and as we come today, we thank you for your many blessings. We realize that when we laid down last night, there was no guarantee that we would see this day. And so we can say without a doubt, this is the day that you've made. Even as we come in this space, God, we thank you for at least two of our members who were in the hospital, who had gone through some medical challenges, who are now here today as a testimony of your healing power. We thank you for each of them. And even for those, dear God, who may not be here present, we pray that you might surround them. We come against anything that's COVID-related. We come against anything, dear God, that's attacking our health. So even now, we pray that you might be blessed in this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. I'm wearing these sunglasses because it is hot, and I don't want to squint on you. Well, guess what? I got a surprise today. You know, I have with me a choir, a portion of the choir. They're going to come up, and we're going to sing a song, and then we'll prepare for the word of God. Come right on up. Amen? Amen. We know that there might be a challenge here on the lot, but I think you can sing, too. If you know this, come on, hit it with us, amen. All right, okay. Look at him. All right. I'm going to lay down my burden down by
the riverside.
Down by
the
down by. I'm going to lay down my burden down by. Study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study no more. I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by
the riverside.
Down by
the riverside.
Down by
the riverside.
I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by
the riverside.
Study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study one more time. Well, I'm going to lay down my burdens down by
the riverside.
Down by
the riverside.
Down by
the riverside.
I'm going to lay down my burdens down by
the riverside.
Study one no more. Well, I ain't going to I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study one no more. Amen. Let's give the choir a hand. Amen. Yeah, I might call y'all back. I might call y'all back at the end, but there is a word from the Lord today that comes from the book of Joshua, there in the third chapter. If you've been following us, you know that we have been in Joshua for a couple of weeks. We've been in the book of Deuteronomy as well, and we want to certainly go back there today. So if you have your Bibles today, your pads, whatever you might have today, we want to certainly share that with you. So Joshua the third chapter, verses 14 through 16. Joshua, third chapter, verses 14 through 16. We know that here on the lot you might be challenged, but guess what? We just got to keep on going. I'll scream a little louder if I need to. Praise God. There you find in the Word in Joshua, you might want to even just go to your phones. If you have your phones with you and you have our stream, that might be an opportunity. If you don't hear it on the parking lot, you may just want to go to your phone and pull up our site. Nevertheless, okay. So it reads as follows. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down the Sea of the Arab, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off, so the people crossed the opposite of Jericho. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Road Trip, The Journey and the Destination, Part 5. Road Trip, The Journey and the Destination, Part 5. Let's recap from last week. We know that we have been on this journey for about a month, and we ask you to pack up your bag spiritually and to walk with us as we go on this journey toward our destination. And so we have taken time to align the journey of the people of Israel with our own journey. Nothing like taking the biblical writ and applying it to where we are as believers in Jesus Christ. Last time we talked about order, that God really has something in mind when he said to them, allow the priest to go ahead of the people, not behind them, not alongside them, but they were appointed for a particular purpose, and that was to go ahead of the people, but to do so with the Ark of the Covenant. We established last time the Ark of the Covenant is this wooden and sacred box that had within it things that would remind us of the journey. You need to have a box, a place in your mind and spirit that reminds you from which God has brought you. Amen? And so we started there. But this morning, I think it's okay to turn on the signal, letting folk behind you know that I'm getting off the exit. Why? We're that much closer to our destination. But there is an obstacle. You know that when you go someplace, you might hit a detour, but in this case, there is an obstacle, that something that is in the way of the people getting to the promised land. Now, how serious is that? In our own life, there are obstacles. Obstacles that may be a person, that obstacle may be a place, that obstacle may be a thing, but we all face that. And for the people of God in this text, it was the Jordan River. That is what divided, that's what was between them and the land that God has promised them. Now let me just say that the Jordan River is 156 miles long. That's about like me driving to the city of Newark, New Jersey, just north of us. But it was also very deep and also very wide. And that is what separated the people from where they were to getting to their promised land. Amen. And what happens next really is a miracle. How many know that we serve a God who is a miracle worker? Amen. He will work a miracle. Many of you today are here and you are a miracle. The fact that you are still here, the fact that God has kept you through seen and unseen dangers, your middle name might be Miracle. Amen. Now, you may not see it as a miracle, but miracles happen all the time. This past week, I got a chance to be a part of a ceremony here in the city of Baltimore. And there was the dedication of the Mother Mary Lane School on Martin Luther King Boulevard, a school that had been planned for some time in honor of this great woman of God who was the one who established the Oblate Sisters of Providence. But it was during that ceremony, you know, no matter where you go, you always have spiritual ears on, amen? Ever been someplace and somebody said something about Jesus and you got excited? Well, that's what happened. It was Archbishop William Laurie. He said something that resonated with my spirit. He says, miracles don't just happen. They don't just fall from the sky. God always works through people. Let me say it again. Miracles don't just happen. They don't just fall out of the sky. God always works through people. As we look at verses 15 and a portion of 16 of Joshua 3, we begin to see this. It says, now the Jordan, that is the Jordan River, is at flood stage all during harvest. And so the time that they're there, it is harvest time. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant entered and reached the Jordan, and when their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. Ah, I mean, here's a God who made the heaven and the earth, but a God who can also tell the water when to stop. A God who can also tell the sun when to shine. A God who can also tell the moon when to come up. And so that's what happened. And so there was evidence that an obstacle was present, but an obstacle does not stand a chance when it comes to what God wants to do in your life. Let me just pause for a moment. Have you ever had a miracle happen in your life? I mean, God did something that you could not figure out. God did something that just blew your mind. Honey, that's a miracle. That's what that is. And God is still in the miracle working business. Amen? And here's what's key. That very obstacle, that very river was blocking the path of the people. But sometimes God will use the obstacle to bless you. Let me rewind that for a second. God will use the very thing that's in your way, the very thing that's blocking your path, the very thing that's impeding your progress to bless you. So the Jordan River was no match to the God that we serve. Amen. Romans 8:28 says there's a purpose. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And you know what? Joshua, the leader of the pack, was not surprised by this. Why? On his resume is the Red Sea. The same Joshua who took over for Moses came over with the people of God when they left Egypt and when Pharaoh was behind them, pushing them, that Moses raised the staff and the sea opened up and they walked over on dry land. Joshua was in the pack. So this same Joshua who came across the Red Sea, letting people know that this is no match to the God that I serve, we're going to make it in. Amen. Isaiah 43:2 reminds us that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Just when you thought you were about to drown with your problems, just when you thought you were about to go under with your circumstances, God shows up and says, you know what? I can make this happen because this is no matter. It's an obstacle, but I'm bigger than your obstacle. Amen. And the people crossed over. They made it. And don't you know that you've made it too? When I say make it, I don't mean that you've made it financially or you've made it with your education or you've made it with your good looks. But my God, how many folk know that I've just made it? I've made it because God has been with me. I made it because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Sometimes the obstacle in your way, God will bring you through. Well. The Jordan River. 2,000 years later, we hear about the Jordan River again. Jesus comes on the scene and John comes to him and Jesus says, I want you to baptize me. He said, wait a minute now. Now you need to be baptized in me. No, the plan is, John the Baptist, for you to baptize me. And he baptizes him in the Jordan River. And not long after that, when he comes up out of the river, amen, the heavens open up and a dove descends on him like a dove. And then God speaks from glory. This is my beloved son and whom I am well pleased. This was bigger than the Jordan River. The fact that he began his ministry right then and right there. The same Jesus baptized in the Jordan was the same Jesus who was beaten. This Jesus baptized in the Jordan was the same Jesus that was lied upon. Or you've been lied on. This same Jesus who came up out the Jordan River is the same Jesus who was taken from judgment hall to judgment hall. The same Jesus who came out of the Jordan River was also the one who went to an old rugged cross. This same Jesus who came out of the Jordan River, that obstacle river, he went to an old rugged cross and he gave his life just for you and just for me. And what he promised was, is that heaven would be our home. I love Revelation 22 says, and then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, the water flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Well, I came back to an old song. You know, I lack old songs. They may not be in your hymn book, but this one raised a very interesting question. It says, have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? And have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? Question. And then it says, God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Can I pause for a moment? Is that the kind of God that you serve? That nothing can get in the way of God? When you're trying to get to where he's leading you, you just step over. Excuse me, because I'm on the journey for the Lord. And I love the fact that God specializes. Now, you know what a specialist is. If you get a certain age, you got a specialist. Somebody to help you out with your body. Amen. But you don't go to the eye doctor for a knee problem. And you don't go to the dentist for an ear problem. You need a specialist. No matter your ailment, God can take care of you. There's no obstacle too big for you. Well, when you were down, God lifted you. Amen. When you were depressed, God brought you peace that passeth all understanding. When you were sad, God brought you joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you were homeless, yeah, I know you ain't quite homeless, but you're almost homeless. He said, I'll be a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. And when you get into a battle with someone else or a battle with yourself, know that he's a battle axe in the time of battle. And when you need a lawyer, he's a lawyer in the courtroom. Back up, obstacle. As I close today, all I want to say is when I think about this road trip, I think about the old saint says, what's the matter with Jesus? And then somebody said, he's all right. And I want to ask you today, what's the matter with Jesus? He's all right. What's the matter with Jesus? He got me up this morning. What's the matter with Jesus? He started me on my way. What's the matter with Jesus? He guides me to where I need to be. And that's why I can lift up my eyes unto the hills. From which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. I'm just trying to get to where God is taking me. But as I go, somebody always getting in my way, trying to block my view, trying to be an obstacle. But you don't know who you're dealing with. Because God will take you and you and it and this, and he'll use it to his glory. On the road. Road trip, part 5. Part 6 is next week. That is the word of God. It is already blessed. My Lord.
I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the founder and pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. So many of you know our story. We began our ministry 15 years ago, primarily as a mobile ministry, and during the pandemic, a virtual ministry. But God has done something miraculous. We now have our own home, and we're so thankful, a place to worship and to continue to give Him the praise. As a result, we're launching our $100,000 building campaign, and that's where you come in. Partner with us as we see what great things God has in store. You can do that by clicking our link. Have a great day in the Lord.